going to take a look at this week's games in the Canada Life Premier League now. First of all, we got Corinthians at home to Laxey. Laxey flying, Corinthians doing okay, just one place below them. How do you see that one going?
After last week's performance by Corinthians at Michael, great result for them, and Laxey beating Royals 8-2. Young John Callow and Lee Cowley both scoring last week, so I'm going to predict a Laxey win this one, and a very comfortable Laxey win.
Okay, we've got Old Boys versus Michael next. Old Boys up to third, Michael down in 12th. I think we can predict that one pretty easily, can't we, John?
High scoring game this, and both the Twins will be looking to score goals. Buckley's on form. I think you're right, Wayne, that Tony and Old Boys win this one.
Next game, we've got Douglas Royal versus Ayr. Both down at bottom end. Douglas are in 11th, Ayr are in 8th. Not the most entertaining of games, but how do you see it going?
Well, Ayr, after winning the first three games, have played pretty well. Eastie down there have got them up, and the next four games they've lost. So Royals are hot and cold, minus 17. The defence, I think Mr Dunn's going to be back this week, so I'm going to go for a Royals win on this one.
And next up, we've got Jims versus Castletown. Jims at the bottom, Castletown only a couple of places above them in 10th. 2 points separating them. They both desperately need a pointer. I want to give it to Jims personally, but what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go for a Jims win this week, even though they're a couple of plays short, but young Richard Easthope's back at the back again. He's having trouble with his leg, but that should stiffen the back four up. They've got the Ivers boys back. And I know Castletown Tabs, they've been unlucky this year with the results. They got a great result against St George's, but haven't capitalised on it. So I'm going to go for a Jims win on this one.
You're going for a Jims win there. Okay, next we've got Rushen versus Ramsey. Again, mid-tables clash. Both do at the points. Neither of them really flying. What do you make of it?
Ramsey gave Old Boys a great result last week. Young Jamie Morton got one. It was a closer game than 3-1 tells. Rushen's just starting to pick up the points now, so I'm going to go for a Rushen win.
Okay, my tie of the week has got to be St George's at home to Peel. First and second, a point difference in it. The only reason St George's are top of the league is they played a game more. This is either going to see St George's try and pull away a little bit, or it's going to see Peel come on top. What do you think?
Oh, it's a tough one to call, this one. I know St George's have got Quay missing and Pecker missing, two great, great players for St George's. And on the other hand, Peel have got Nigel Shimmon back, the ex-Ireland captain. I was watching him play up front last week instead of centre-half, and he had a chance and he missed it. Young Johnny Kelly at the back for Peel had an outstanding game. And with St George's having a couple of players missing and Peel at full strength, I'm not going to sit on the fence this week. I'm going to go for a Peel win.
Peel win, that's really putting your neck on the line there, John.
There'll be no pizza at the St George's match for me and you when we go up there, that's for sure.